In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. And thank you all for supporting our slight modification to our Sunday morning program with the addition of our adult religious education, with also having our Sunday school students meeting before liturgy so that they can worship together with their families. And then along with that, for the return to the old way of doing things, which is preaching the sermon after the gospel, which we now have the luxury of doing. And on these Sundays that we have Sunday school, and please remember, not every Sunday is a Sunday school Sunday, but if you go to the Google Calendar, if you lose your familion and anything else, just go to the Google Calendar on our website. It will tell you what Sundays there are Sunday school. But on the Sundays we do have Sunday school, I want to make sure that I preach about the gospel reading, because as has been the case at Holy Trinity for a long time, we place a good bit of emphasis on Sunday mornings on the gospel reading. And so that's what we will do today as well. Some of our young people will grow up to follow in the profession that some of our adults follow, and that's sales. And if you've ever had occasion to take a sales course, they tell you about the KISS principle. And it stands for keep it simple, salesman, but not really. It's a bad word that we never let our children use in our house when they were little. But keep it simple, salesperson. And the idea is that if you've got this message, you're trying to tell somebody how important the product is, you should be able to spell it out in ways that are easy to understand, not confusing, so that you can then help somebody make a decision that, in the case of a salesperson, will close the sale. And that's a good way to approach the gospel, especially a gospel reading like this morning's, which is very straightforward but so powerful and has so much to do with how it is we are called to live as Christians. And by the way, isn't it wonderful when you preach the sermon after the gospel reading, you don't have to reread the gospel reading. Y'all just heard it. So that's another one of the advantages. But if you can imagine there are throngs of people wanting to be around Jesus. They're at the shore of a lake. You know how the shore of a lake kind of slopes down and sometimes the dirt can be soft. And you can just see now they're all wanting to hear Jesus, but they're all standing around. He's down low at the bottom of the lake. What's he going to do? Well, he gets out in the boat and has them push away from the shore of the lake so that he can teach. And he starts teaching. Don't know what he said then, although we know a lot about what Jesus taught. We don't know what he said on that particular day. But after that, he goes to Simon Peter. He goes, get out there and throw the nets into the water, which was a hassle for the fishermen, because they'd finished fishing. And you finish fishing and you gotta dry out your nets and clean them, and then you fold them so that the next time you use them, they'll be in good shape. If you don't take care of your nets, you can't be a good fisherman. And he goes, that's why we use the word halal when to cast out your nets. In English we'd say when we halasome something, it means that we ruin it, we destroy it, right? And so that's what it means to cast it out. It's like, I got to unfold the nets and throw them out in the water, but they do it. And why did they do it? Here's this person, Jesus, that says, get out there and throw out the nets. Why did they do it? I had a couple minutes with our oldest Sunday school class this morning, and we went over this. They did it because of Jesus' teaching. They were listening to him. And you can imagine what's going through Simon Peter's mind. If his teaching's that good, maybe I better listen to him. And obviously, we know what happens, which is to say, they don't just catch one or two fish, they catch so many fish that it requires multiple people to bring them back into the boat. Simon Peter recognizes there's something extraordinary about Jesus. He says, get away from me, I'm a sinful man. But Jesus says, don't worry about it, because I'm going to make you all fishers of men from this point forward. And it concludes by saying they left everything that they had and followed Jesus. And as we pointed out this morning, it doesn't mean that they didn't see their families for the next 3 years, but they just changed their lifestyle. They went off and did what it was that Jesus was calling to do, which was to be with him, to learn from him, to be witnesses to his ministry. And this is such a great lesson for the first day of Sunday school. And why is that? Because there are consequences in life to responding to the circumstances that the Lord lays before us. If a person never listens to Jesus teach, they're not going to be affected too much. And we know that Jesus teaches today through the words of Scripture, through the teachings of the church. But if we never listen to them, how will we ever know that Jesus can work miracles? If you never put yourself in a position to see a miracle, well, then you're never going to know the power of Jesus. And if you don't spend time around other believers, you're going to feel on your own and never really quite get what it means to live as a Christian. But that's why we do just the opposite as church, right? That's why we do just the opposite. We listen to his teachings, and none of us is too old or too young to not listen to his teachings. It's for us. It is for us that these teachings are presented. And I say us, all of us, from the smallest to the oldest among us. And we listen to his teachings. And they affect us. And every time we hear his words and we hear about his life, we say, wow, there's really something to this. Maybe I should listen more carefully. And then we open our eyes. And we see the miracles around us. You say, what miracles? Well, Christ is at work in the lives of so many people right now, right here in this church. I know what's going on in your lives. For a lot of you, I know a lot about your lives, and I see what Jesus is doing in your life. And you young people here need to know how Christ is at work in the life of everyone here, but especially the adults you look up to, the adults that you sometimes wonder if they understand you, the adults you sometimes don't understand, the adults you even get frustrated with from time to time. Jesus Christ is at work in their lives and changing them. And he is creating miracles all around us. And then we, like Simon Peter, we have to recognize who he is then. This Christ who is at work in your life and my life. And we open our eyes and we say, this isn't just another teacher. This isn't just another historical figure. This is God himself. And yes, as we get older, our reaction can often be, Lord, please, I'm such a sinful person. I don't deserve you. That's what Simon Peter said. But don't worry, because he's got expectations for us, expectations for you and for me. He's got a calling for you and for me, no matter what it is you end up doing in life, no matter where you are in life. He's got a unique calling. He had a unique calling for the fishermen. He said, I'm going to make you fisher of men. But each one of us, he's asking us to do something. He's asking us to be special. He's asking us to be different. And yes, he is asking us to go out into the world and live his gospel and proclaim his gospel. Live his gospel and proclaim his gospel. Yes, we live his gospel so people can see what's at work in our lives, but then we also share it and we proclaim it in the best way that we can. Because after all, we've heard his words, we've seen his miracles, we've been confronted by him, he's challenged us, and it's changed us. So why wouldn't we want to share that with everybody else whom we meet? And are all of us called to leave everything that we have and follow Jesus? Obviously not, but every one of us is called to leave behind the icky things in our lives, the sinful things, the things we know that we need to change, the things that are keeping us from living the Christian life we should. We're all called to leave that behind and follow him. And so we do it. And we do it gladly. And off we go then to do whatever it is we do in life, whatever career, whatever role, but through all of it, to be people who are living the gospel and proclaiming it. So this morning, on this first day of Sunday school, where again I thank all of you for your support, not because it quote-unquote makes me feel good, but because I know how much it will change you and how much it will change the church. I thank you for your support on this first day of Sunday school. And I would simply admonish everyone, but especially our young people, to do the following. As you go through life and listen to these words about our Lord, keep it simple, fishermen.